of the news. Those are the news stories that matter from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Andrea, you and I think we enjoy our cars. We talked for hours, it seems,
about our
cars. Dream cars, our first cars. Cars mean a lot to people.
Yes.
And they get very stressed when they have to take them to get fixed. The worst is when you're in an accident. I came close today. There was a cyclist cut me off. In order to avoid him, I almost ran into somebody else. Thankfully, my brakes were in tip-top shape thanks to someone who works on my car. Has actually worked on my car for a long time.
Who would that be?
I actually bought my car from Warren from European and U.S. Auto Body. Why are you pointing at your teeth?
Bought it from the dentist.
I bought it from the dentist. Yes. Oh, it belonged to somebody else. He was kind of the in between. So you had known the car since its birth. When it was a baby car.
Yeah. Since its birth.
It was a baby car. Yeah. And it is, I love.
2010 Prius.
Yeah, I bought a used 2010 Prius, and it's a great car. It does this weird thing when I hit like uneven pavement where it kind of lurches a little bit, but I assume
for a check of the shocks.
All right. Well, thankfully I did not hit the car as a cyclist cut me off. But you've given me a lot of great advice when it comes to processing an insurance claim. We at the beginning of this year had some interesting moments with a car that
hit
me. The
guy with the snow.
Yeah, he had his entire windshield covered.
Oh, I remember this video.
Crazy.
Yes, I don't even know how I can move the car.
Oh, he should not have moved his car.
He shouldn't be behind a wheel.
Well, and that's so. In that instance, I had video. It was clear cut that he had done something that was not only illegal but dangerous. How can you give people? What would you tell people they should do when they're going to file an insurance claim? What should they have with them? In that moment where, you know, you're mad at the person that you hit, you're mad at yourself, you're angry that this is going to cost you money. People need to take a breath and get their wits about them, don't they?
They need to gather.
Gather.
They need to gather all their wits because they need to be able to analyze, first of all, were they at fault?
Right.
Were they not at fault? Because that's where you have to begin to figure out what direction you're going to take.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a good person and it's your fault, well, you're going to get out of your car, apologize very nicely, hand over your driver's license and insurance information and say, I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, call my insurance company or I'll call and we'll get you taken care of.
I had one time I was parked and someone bumped my car and there was I didn't even notice because it was from the back, obviously. And I went up to, I had gone in the store, came out, someone left a note on my car.
Was the phone number good?
Oh, yeah, interesting.
It was. Ah. It's good that you asked because, well, I immediately called my insurance company and said, and it wasn't catastrophic. It was just a little, you know, a little scratch.
It was a bump in the road.
It was a bump in the road. And I thought, how cool was that? And I called my insurance agency. It was State Farm. And this person also had State Farm. It checked out. So it was pretty much a wash. Because it wasn't that big of a deal of an accident, but I thought, how nice someone left a note.
A lot of times, this is crazy.
I can't believe what you're about to say because I already know.
Here you go.
Oh boy,
fake number.
I just hit Patty's car. She doesn't know it's me, and I get out of the car and I go look around. There's three people looking at me, and I take out a piece of paper and I write down a phone number and I stick it on the windshield and I wave at everybody and I drive away. Everybody sees me doing this, so they really don't pay much attention to my car as I drive away.
Yeah.
And I left the phone number to Burger King on there. You know, something crazy.
Oh, God.
So should people, if they see someone else write a note, should they wait for that person to leave and write a secondary note saying, here's the license plate?
No, if you've witnessed something and you have the guts, you write down their license plate number and you put it on the car, then and you be the witness.
Wow. Because I do have one. I have it on my fridge, actually. Someone said that they ran into my minivan at the grocery store, but there was already, like, it was negligible. And I couldn't decide.
They called it pre-existing damage?
I would say that there was probably already, it was really just that little chip paint or something, but it could have been from any bumper.
It could have been from
anywhere. Yeah. So I didn't follow through on it, but I actually had thought about contacting them and sending them a gift or something for even being so honest, like a pay it forward thing.
Yeah.
So I've thought about, because we used to have a segment called The Least We Could Do, which means like doing things for people.
That is so cool. Yeah, do it again. That's a great show.
The Least We Could Do.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe we'll bring that back.
But it's The Least We Could Do.
People who are honest, I think, deserve honest and kind and those kinds of things. But we already have listeners who are calling in with car questions for our guy from European and U.S. Auto Body over by there at 4080 North Broadway.
Yeah, 773-248-1200.
There's the one. Bob's got a comment or question. Hey, Bob, what'd you want to say?
Hey, how you doing today, Hops?
Good.
Oh, there you go. Someone who knows you.
Who's this?
This is Bob. Listen, I got a question for you. Who do you recommend to restore factory wiring on a 79 Chevelle?
Wow. Well,
now I got to look up. I got to look up a 79 Chevelle.
Your best bet is to actually try and find a junkyard or go online through eBay and find a wiring loom that could be available that you could use that you could almost plug in and you'd be just, you don't have to rewire. But if you had to rewire it, I would suggest you go to an experienced older person who has worked on the 79s. So I would suggest they're over 55 years old. I'm sorry?
Does it have to be 55 years old? Can it be older than 50?
Yeah, that could be 62 or 70. Yeah, you know, we're good with that. Just as long as they don't quiver too much as they're wrapping the wires and shorting people out.
So is a 79 Chevelle, is that a muscle car?
I'm sorry?
Is it a muscle car or is it the Chevelle Malibu? Because that looks like more
both.
Like a sedan.
It's a regular road car and it could be souped up.
It could be souped up?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a regular road car. That's correct.
All right, because some of these look like they're really cool muscle cars. Just
yeah, wondering. Some of them look good. It depends how they soup them up.
What kind of condition is your Chevelle in?
It's in pretty good condition. It looks showroom new, but the wiring is kind of frayed, and you know, you get lights every now and then. And I just thought, well, maybe Hawk knows who to send them to.
Well, I'll take a look at it.
There you go. Bring it into European
USA. My guy Ted, he's pretty good. He's been with me 29 years.
There. Awesome, Hawk. Right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, thanks. All right, good luck with that Chevelle, Bob. Good to hear from you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob.
And I really, I do. I've been getting into muscle cars, like looking at.
They're fun.
They're
a lot of fun. I'm redoing a Firebird for a friend of mine, and it's really
that's
been a project.
Awesome.
We've had it for 2 years.
That's, you know, my former mechanic had a. I used to have a Sunfire years ago.
Really?
He bought one for his daughter, who's now in college, and is restoring it, which is I would think would be hard because it's Pontiac parts. But
Pontiac's got there's a bit,
cool,
there's
though.
Stuff available.
It's kind of neat, isn't it?
That is cool.
Bringing back the Sunfire.
There you go. I was talking the other night about all of a sudden I really have, when I was a kid, when I was in high school and a little bit in college, I really wanted an older model Volkswagen Beetle.
The Bugs.
The
60s?
Yeah, 60s, 70s. Is it a good idea to go looking for a car like that at some point? If I
you
had,
know where you go?
Where do you go?
Mexico.
That's true.
That's true, yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Mexico's filled with old Bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Filled. They're all over
filled
the place.
To the brim.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? Most of them aren't rusty.
I know, because of the weather. They don't have all the ice and salt conditions that we do.
I would think Mexico City would almost be prime for a good...
But the problem is
Cuba.
Cuba. It'd be tough to
get
that back.
Fords
in
Cuba.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
It's just Fords
with Tony Montana. You know.
The problem is, if I brought it here, then I would have the ice and salt. I don't have a garage to keep it in, so it doesn't make any. I'll have to wait till and then by then they'll all be rusty.
you have to get it when you have a garage.
I will do that when I have a garage. We're going to take a break here and more conversation with Warren, our car guy. And he's got answers, maybe not the exact answer you're looking for, but he'll give it a shot. 312-981-7200. More in a moment. We come back on 720 WGN. When I was growing up, anytime someone would ask my dad, "Hey, you got a guy who could fix a roof? Hey, you got a guy that can fix my toilet? Hey, you got a guy who could fix my car?" He always said, "Hey, I got a guy," and we got a guy. We got our guy Warren Price. He's the owner and he's the CEO. I like saying CEO for people. It's just chief executive officer.
It's too much.
That's Warren Price from European and U.S. Auto Body. You're listening to the Pat Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, and I'm curious as to whether or not our listener on hold is a fan of this show or a fan of Warren's. But this is exciting and strange because we have on the line with us basketball Hall of Famer who actually was inducted before Julius Erving. We have LaRue Martin on the line with us. Hey, LaRue, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well this evening. How are you guys doing?
Very well. Now, so I have to know, did you know that Warren was going to be on the show? Or
I got an email.
Oh, you got an email. Oh,
I read emails every day on my phone and my office.
Okay. So it wasn't. So you weren't already listening to our show. I'm going to say I'm a little disappointed, Mr. Martin, but that's okay.
Is this the man, the myth, the legend?
Oh, Hawk, how are you doing, sir?
I'm great, LaRue. This is what a surprise. How are you?
Well, you guys don't know, but Hawk and I go back a long way. I used to have Great Dane dolls, too.
Yes, it's true. Yeah, I had Great Danes back in, well, forever ago, the 80s.
Yeah, but when I lived in Portland, Oregon, I had them back in the 70s.
When
I
you were with them. Trailblazer.
Yeah. That's past tense.
Portland Trailblazers in the early 70s.
Hawk, yeah. Couple of questions.
Oh, okay. Let's go to work.
I feel like interviewing Mr. Martin, but
well,
you go ahead.
Since I've seen you last, Hulk, I got another one.
Okay.
Okay. 2012 LI. You know.
Okay.
Had it around for a bucket over a little more than a year. So, the TPM light. I'm going to go back to drinking pretty soon.
No, please don't do that,
Hulk. What's the deal on those TPM lights?
Well, how's your tire pressure?
Fine. I've had them checked out. Well, I tell you one thing, what I had, all the money we pay for these cars, they got the cheapest alloy rims on there in my entire life. And they tell me, well, it's for conserving gasoline.
I think it's more for getting repaired a lot and turning dollars and cents.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, please.
Oh, boy. You know,
he's not going to pay for it.
No, so, I know, but... Yeah, and
more
I got
than anything, it's the sensors.
Rim. I'm going to get
the sensors.
I've replaced one already. But that TPM light, my goodness gracious.
Just get it checked. See if, you know what, have them plug in and just get a reader on it.
I'm coming to you.
Bring it over. I have a computer that we can plug in and read on that one.
Okay. Yeah. And the FOB, the brain of the car, the little fob.
You mean the person who's behind the wheel?
No, that thing that turns the car on, you know, it's the computer to the car. You know, they can tell everything with this little fob.
You mean when you walk in the dealership, they take your key and they stick it into that little hole?
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm staying away from him.
And then all of a sudden, they give you a complete readout. It gives you all the data on the car.
Up.
Yeah, it's simple. There's a chip inside there.
Okay. Then one more thing, too, and I'm going to leave you guys alone. That 2012, I used a 530 synthetic oil, but it uses oil, doesn't it?
Big engines like that will eat a little bit.
Okay.
You just got to keep up with it. You can check it every 3,000 miles.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Well, you know, I don't put that many miles. You know, I'm only around, 18 miles a day back and forth to my office.
You're still going downstate?
I sold the big house I had in South Side, and I'm right near you. You know that.
Yeah, but are you still going downstate?
No, I'm allowed to rent cars. I rent cars.
Oh, so when you go down, okay. All right, good.
Yeah. You see, I got the whole state of Illinois. I'm about to get on the road again, but I got to go to Keller, California, and Austin, Texas. But no, I rent a lot of cars when I have to go down state.
Okay. Very good.
But it does burn oil, though.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
No question.
Well, I'll see you soon.
I appreciate you calling in, and I'm glad that somebody sent you hello.
Yeah, no kidding. We said
I'm blown away.
NBA Hall of Famer LaRue Martin.
Patty says to me, "Do you know someone named LaRue?"
And I said,
"Yeah, I know someone named LaRue."
I cannot complain. It's past tense, but I've been with UPS, 32 years?
Wow.
A long time.
I apologize. Also, UPS, what's your role with the UPS?
Well, I have public affairs. I deal with the federal government. I deal with 18 congressmen and both senators here. Then I have PAC money for them. See, my job, you have to be bipartisan.
Yeah.
It's who is working out for UPS in Washington, D.C., if you get my drift.
I do.
Then I deal with not-for-profit organizations. I have money for that. Then I have supply diversity, too, looking for minority vendors to see if we can use their services.
Attaboy.
So I'm busy.
Well, I think that it was a degree in sociology. See, I'm going through his whole wiki page.
Oh, Lord. You look at that. Oh, Lord. Don't put my clouds
up, please. He's a rambler.
He's a rambler. That's right.
Are you a rambler, too?
No, but, you know, of course, we all grew
a lot of ramblers
this year, so...
I'm with you. I go to every game. I can walk to the game from where I live at.
Awesome.
I'm right here on Sheridan Road.
Well, if you ever have the time, I'll have Warren bring you in one night. We'd love to interview you in studio if you'd oblige.
Sure, there's no problem. Warren has all my numbers.
He has
my social security number too. So.
No, I just got your credit card number. That's what I want.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, sir. It was a pleasure hanging out with you for a moment.
Thank you very much for your time, and I appreciate the kind words. And Warren, I'll see you later on, okay, when I come back in town.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Well, you do know everybody. That's LaRue Martin.
Wow.
Now, I feel badly for Corky, who's like, I just have a question. I'm not from the NBA Hall of Fame, but Corky's on the line. Hi, Corky. What'd you want to ask?
I wanted to ask the car man, how do you know when a car should be totaled? And what are the benefits of total versus a blue book or whatever they call it?
Okay, that's an interesting question. Well, how do you know when a car is going to be totaled? Well, certain insurance companies have a percentage of value before they total a car. So let's say you have a car that's worth $15,000. That's your 100%. So at 70%, you're looking at somewhere around $11,500 before you consider totaling the car. Some insurance companies are going to go automatic and total it, and others are going to see if they could go a little higher to reduce their expenses because they don't want to pay you on a total. When your car is totaled, insurance companies are supposed to give you retail value plus tax. Then you net your balance off of your deductible, and then that's what you get back. So if it's a $15,000 car, you have a $500 deductible, you end up with $14,500. But you have to add tax back in.
Is it true that you also get your taxes back on the value?
Yes, you
of
got
it?
Taxes. Some insurance companies won't give you the tax money until you buy another car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So, how long have you been in the car business?
A long time. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate the help.
Thank you.
Great. Happy to help. Thank you, Corky. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Of course. We've got more calls and texts coming in. We'll get to those after the news. You can join us, of course, if there's anything you wanted to add or find out from Warren, the proprietor of European and U.S. Auto Body at 4080 North Broadway. The phone number again?
773-248-1200.
Andre, I've got I like stopping by there because they are the nicest guys. I mean, because usually, I don't know if you've ever been in the waiting room for your car and you feel like, you know, the doctor's going to come back and tell you the news. it's a little more laid back at the European and U.S. Auto Body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Well, we move and shake. We got to keep, there's a lot we of do. Activity, but yeah. We got to be kind.
Place. Well, I have to take you there and show you around. It's a huge place. More after this on 720 WGN. Everybody can call or text 312-981-7200.
Get out of my dreams. Get into my car. Get out of my dreams. Get into my car.
Oh, we got a theme song for Warren Price, the owner of European and U.S. Auto over at 4080 North Broadway. Do you like that one?
I like it. Yeah.
Do you have a car? Do you have a favorite car song?
Yeah, you just played it.
That was it. That's your favorite. Well, Andre, do you have any? I don't know if I have any favorite car songs.
How about I Can't Drive 55? Sammy Hagar.
Oh, there you go.
That's kind of my motto too. Okay. Except if I'm on the Kennedy in rush hour.
Oh, and then you go 40.
I go
or
30.
If, or 12.
10.
Or you go crawl. They opened up Lakeshore Drive.
Is it
back?
Oh
my God. No, you can go. I got here in 2 seconds today.
That's a
good
feeling.
Have any insider knowledge on when they're going to reopen everything along the Kennedy, as far, you know, Taylor, Roosevelt,
Congress. We're just ending one season and entering the other
construction
season.
Construction in winter?
There's only construction in winter in Chicago.
That's right. The two seasons.
Yeah. That's right. I'm curious to see how it's going to go over by the Cumberland toll booths where they're expanding.
Where they're putting the bridge up?
Yeah, they're doing an overpass. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
It's going to take probably 3 more years.
I know. It's going to be a long time. So much construction. But here's the thing. That was always just a nightmare when you realize you've made the wrong decision to go that way, whether you're coming off of 294 to go through the Cumberland Toll.
It's a disaster.
And there's no good area to get off on 90 if you're coming into the city.
You're stuck.
Because I think the next exit before the Cumberland is got to be maybe Woodfield Mall. I don't even know. There's no easy way to get off of 90.
I can't even think because you're always concentrating on catching the right lane.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, because you don't know if you're in the right lane or the wrong lane.
We do have some questions coming in. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlos. We're hanging out with Warren. And here's a question. Could you ask your guest where would be a good place to find a 65 Carmen Ghia?
Carmen Ghia.
Oh, wow.
Carmen Ghia is a Volkswagen. It's a two-door coupe. eBay, online, Europe. They're hard to find.
Right. I mean, that's
what a cute, gorgeous little car. Absolutely awesome.
Nice. What do you think of the Volkswagens in general?
Volkswagen in general is a good product.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Toyotas better.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. Much better.
Okay. That's good to know.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Toyotas are great. And the service department at Chicago Northside Toyota, great. Mark Trent.
Did they just expand?
Rex. They expanded. They've got a huge facility over on Western Avenue. They're doing gangbusters. What a great
Northside
show.
Northside Toyota. I did see, Andre, I saw a red Prius on the Kennedy today.
Oh, cool.
It's like a little, it looked like a little station wagon almost. And I was like, am I already having Prius envy?
Yeah.
I'm having Prius envy.
That happens. It's like when you get a car and you see your car either older or newer, mm-hmm. and a different color.
I saw a Prius I forgot the model of it the other day in front of my house, and it was this cute little Prius. I think it had an H2 on it or something like that.
Yeah.
But you got to talk to Pete over at Chicago Northside. He'll get you that one.
Chicago Northside Toyota.
Chicago Northside Toyota.
That is good to know, because I think that that'll be my next one. Although we've been waiting for a hybrid minivan since the day we had kids. We've been hoping that there would be, and I think it's only right now the Pacifica.
It could be
the only one I've seen.
But right now, you've got some time left with your vehicle.
Yes.
Yeah.
with the Honda Odyssey, too.
It's an Odyssey.
You told me the other day that I might have to start thinking about other choices.
Well, you have
choices.
To. Well, it's an 06.
Yeah.
It's 12 years old. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of miles on it. It's seen some great days.
It has. Yeah.
And it's
has.
Got some more great days, but there's always, you have to think of tomorrow too.
Yes. I'll start the minivan fund.
Yeah.
As soon as I finish the college fund.
You mean that'll never end.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the funds keep, I have to
Is that FUND or FUN?
D, fund. Brent is on the line from the 217. Hi, Brent. What do you want to ask Warren?
Yes, I'm from downstate.
Near the Champaign area?
Further south.
Further south? Okay.
Where?
Yeah, I have a question about a 2000 Ford Windstar.
Okay.
Van.
Yeah? Is it
and
blue?
It's red.
Okay.
And there's a light that stays on, just like a check engine light, things of that nature, in comparison. It's a yellow box light. And I can't figure out what it is.
Have you gone anywhere to have them plug into your computer to see what it stands for?
Not yet.
Okay. So what city are you in southern, mid-southern Illinois?
I'm down near Lake Shelbyville.
Shelbyville. Okay. That's just by Mattoon, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. I would go into a Pep Boys if you've got one around there. They have guys with little computers, and they can get a reader on what that box is. I couldn't say that, you know, unless I were to see it.
Okay.
And then once I were to see it, just because it's lit doesn't mean you're going to get an answer because you see it lit. You need to know why it's lit.
Yes.
And that's what your computer will tell you.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's yellow, so it isn't that big of a thing, but it's a
warning
headache
light,
type.
Sir. It's a warning light. There's a reason it came on. Warning.
Good luck, Brett. We wish you the best on that. From the 312, we have, who would you recommend to restore bodywork and paint for a British sports car, a Triumph Spitfire?
Funny you asked that question.
Why?
Well, I started my career in 1967 at a British Leyland dealership.
Uh-oh.
Working on Triumphs and Jaguars and MGs and all those cars. I know the Spitfire real well. So you should call me. We can get some advice.
And the number to call?
Oh, 773-248-1200.
Excellent. Yeah. So is a Spitfire like one of those little
It's a little cute little car. The hood opens from the windshield up.
Wait, it opens from the windshield up?
Up.
Okay.
Away, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, I see. It goes that way.
It goes away, And then you have this, you can sit on the wheels and do a tune-up and valve adjustments. And
do you ever wonder about cars that just go away? I mean, I guess maybe that one wasn't selling well, or the trends at the time were the bigger cars.
Bigger, better money. Yeah. Bigger, better money.
That's Spitfire is just a great name for a car.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah. My God.
I would buy a Spitfire.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't it funny, though? They British Leyland call it a Spitfire, but do you know what the insignia on a BMW is?
What is it?
Have you seen it? Do you know what it is? It's blue and white, the round discs. It's a propeller that's moving because BMW used to manufacture aircraft.
And, oh, that's cool.
Well, wasn't that in Germany with the during World War II?
Before. Yeah. Yeah, prior to.
I didn't know that their little logo maybe was based on that.
Yeah,
that's
it's
cool.
Based on that, yeah.
Huh. See, things that we learn. We bought from the 773, we brought our 2011 VW CC. What's the CC? The
CC is it's a car. It's a Volkswagen sedan.
Sedan. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't familiar with that. We brought in for some repairs and they rotated our tires. After this, they discovered that our wheel bearings need to be replaced. We opted not to replace them because it was too expensive. Is it safe to drive on bad wheel bearings? The car is now very loud when we go over 30 miles per hour.
Yeah. Eventually, the bearings could break and you'll be in trouble because you could be stuck. Your wheel might not turn anymore. My question is why all of a sudden did this happen? If you just wrote, you didn't have any problem before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So maybe, how many miles do you have in the car? There's lots of things that make my questions rise. Because if there was no issue prior
to the wheels being changed,
why would it come after?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I rotated my wheels. Okay, that's perfect. Why would I have a noise? Maybe the noise is not a bearing, but it's a tire.
Mm.
Sometimes we test drive cars and we know there's a difference between a bearing noise and a tire noise.
That's good. Well, that's important.
There's two different distinction. Two different sounds.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you this, Warren? I took my car to the place we had bought. Was it where we bought the Honda? No, we bought the Honda in Wisconsin, but we went to a dealership to have it to have some work done. And Andrea, Steve and I were on the highway, and we hear this sort of thunk, 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 right? And and we get home, and we realize that the bolts on the tire when they put it back were
loose. Oh, they didn't bolt them up all the way.
Oh, and they had this whole thing about how sometimes when we do this, there's when the tire settles and all this.
No, failure to communicate here, folks. They did not tighten the lugs and the wheels.
It was terrifying.
No, I've heard of wheels coming off the car on a highway because of that.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
It seemed as though it was about to. We got home because we were on the Kennedy. So we got off and Steve checked and he had to get out there with a tire iron
to tighten
up the bolts.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it was fine.
I went back in. I had words. I haven't been back.
Patty,
Words we can't say.
There were words.
Could say them, but you just don't want to repeat them.
Yeah. Hi, girls. You always have topics that apply to me. I have a 13-year-old Toyota RAV4, and I have finally gotten to the time to replace my exhaust system. I shouldn't be driving it, but I have to for now. Can you give me a ballpark amount to replace the whole thing? Thanks. That's from Lulu.
Lulu, tough question. You may not need the complete exhaust system.
Okay.
You need to have it checked. So it's free. Anyone who's good is going to look at the car for free. They'll put it up in the air and they'll tell you what you need. And get two opinions, please.
Okay, that's always good to have
get
another
two
opinion.
Opinions. If you don't have anyone that you go to daily, get two opinions.
Mm-hmm. Would it be crazy to have my Grand Prix with everything 2004 with 93,000 miles or 9,300? 93,000 miles that will be declared totaled. FedEx hit my trunk bad, but I love it and it saved my life. Anything else that needs improved? I'm not sure if I can read this.
What year is your car? Does it say?
It says a 2004.
2004 Grand Prix has a value of $2,500 maybe. If you got rear-ended bad enough and your trunk is destroyed, I'm sure there's additional stuff to the lower rear body panel, potentially the bumper, and I don't know what else, but if you want to keep it, you are entitled to keep it because of the age of the vehicle. The state of Illinois, you have a law here. If your car is 9 years old or older, you can retain a car after it's a total loss. If it's newer, you cannot.
I did that with a Honda Civic years ago. I kept it after they told it. And I drove it pretty
long. You can do that. So if you love the car bad enough, you can become the insurance company after you buy it back from the insurance company.
There you go. I should know that with my CRV. I love my CRV. More for this on 720 WG. We have a lot of calls and texts. We'll take Kathy on hold in just a moment. All our car guy, Warren Price, joins us in studio. He's the owner of European and U.S. Auto Body, 4080 North Broadway, which is over by there at Irving and Broadway. And you're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. She's getting some advice about her car as well. I love that. I mean, that's the thing. He's really good with the advice.
Immediately. And before I even finish the question, you said kind of what I was thinking to do, because I have a really cool car that I just love so much, and I want to kind of store it.
Preserve it. You want to be able to preserve it.
You want to put 2,000 miles a year on that car.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You don't want to drive it daily.
Okay. That's okay. All right. Yeah. We'll get you
already got me lined up with a nice new car, too.
Yeah. Really? We get some advice. What kind of car do you recommend? Hold on, because I think it might go to, I'm undecided between two cars, a Subaru Crosstrek or a Chevy in a similar size, or how about the Toyotas?
Oh.
Toyotas are great.
Yeah.
So you like all those?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like the RAV?
I'm in.
Toyota's one of my favorite cars on the planet.
RAV4, yeah. Those are good cars.
I cannot believe.
I have four of them.
I can't believe how much I love that Prius. I mean, that's my baby.
You need to get that. You need to get your Beetle, too.
I do. Well, someday.
That
that's when I have a
Prius will last you a long time, Pat.
I know. I'm going to keep driving it.
Yeah. And it fits everything, remember?
It does, including the wheelchair. That's why I love it so much. Kathy.
That was a mind-blowing thing, wasn't it, when we came in? You were going to look at that Ford, and it wouldn't fit.
The Ford Edge. It would not fit.
And then it fit right in the Prius.
Andrea, our wheelchair, when it collapses, would not fit in a truck.
No.
It wouldn't.
It wouldn't fit. We tried everything.
In my shop. It wouldn't go.
No. I was going to buy the Edge.
Oh, my God.
So the Prius, I can fit the wheelchair in the Prius.
That is abnormally huge in the back, isn't it? That's fantastic, though.
We're very happy.
And you fit in it with no problem, obviously.
No problem at all. We love that thing.
That's great.
Love that car. But Kathy doesn't love her car right now because she's having a problem.
Kathy, what's your problem?
Tell us about your car.
Hi, everybody. I'm hanging on to a 2007 Versa hatchback.
Nissan Versa?
Yes.
Okay.
Love the car since the day I brought it. I have 70,000 miles on it. I don't abuse it. The key fob is going out, and I don't know about how a less expensive way to replace that. I saw where you can go on Amazon and get the key fob, and that's 50-50.
Don't do that. You have to in this particular case, if that's your issue, just the key fob for your car. Bite the bullet, go buy one from the dealer, have it programmed, you're safe. You need to have accessibility to the car all the time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not the only problem. The problem is I haven't been able to get the trunk open for at least a year and a half.
Bring the car over to the shop.
Oh, no.
I'll get it.
She's in the 702. Where do you live, Kathy?
702?
South Loop.
The South Loop. Okay.
What is the 702 Las Vegas or something like that?
Yes, it is. That's my second home.
Look at you.
Yeah. Mine too, Kathy.
I know a lot.
He's over by Irving and Broadway. Say hey, it's Kathy with the jacked up trunk.
The phone number is 248-1200.
Kathy with the jacked up trunk. She'll be coming in. Hey, I'm Kathy with the jacked up trunk. From the South Loop.
Yeah. It's been a year and a half since she's gotten into her trunk. It's jacked up.
What's in there?
Big time.
What's in the trunk, Kathy?
She can't tell you.
There's probably a bag of salt, some beans.
Maybe we should just leave it through after the winter.
probably the spare tire is in good condition.
Actually, you really need to access the car.
You need to be able to get your trunk. Yeah, even if you had to crawl through the seats.
That's one way. Yeah.
I was just trying to do it the least expensive way. And without having to break an arm and a leg on that.
Don't break your arm and leg.
No, then you won't be able to drive with a broken leg.
No, it's terrible.
Well, you know what I mean.
Depends on which leg.
And one last question. Sure. Is it possible to put a car starter on a car that old?
Sure.
Because I'm thinking of the wintertime, and it does help if the car is warmed up just a little bit.
You could do that.
So much like a diesel engine.
You could do that. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
I have a place that'll do that for you.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. I'd like the advice.
No, give me a call. You got the number.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Thank you so much.
He's good.
Thanks, Kathy. European and U.S. Auto. We've got Brian who has a question as well. Hey, Brian, what do you want to say?
Hello.
Hello.
I got a. Actually, I thought of two questions if I please.
Great.
One of them is I'm not going to say the name of the company. Because they did scam me on it. They told me that I was having the tires rotated and did a little brake job. And they said bleeding the complete brake system is a really good idea. and they charged me like $75 or $100. I forget what it was. But they did not do it. The guy, the technician, went in this big spew about how he had a hard time breaking the bleeder valves and stuff like that. But there was no oil. It was all rusted. There was actually still dirt on the bleeder's valves. But is bleeding the brakes a real thing?
Yes, bleeding the brakes is a real thing. But the only reason you would need it is if there was air in the system. That means that the system would have to be broken open for that to occur. Or you have a leak. Well, that's, you'd have a leak. If there's a leak, you're losing fluid. There's going to be air in the system. You cannot have air in the system. When you step on your brake pedal, it pulls the master cylinder, which pushes the fluid to the calipers, which squeeze the pads on the rotors. And that's how your car stops.
No, he was saying it, you need to bleed the brakes because of water condensation.
No.
Every couple years, it's a really good idea to bleed all the brake fluid out of the system and put brand new brake fluid in.
Yeah, if overzealous people do that with their maintenance. you don't necessarily have to do it.
My second question is, 2007 Chevy Traverse. Do you know of any problems with the motor mounts on those?
Yes, when the car called gets age. Just age. It's a 11-year-old vehicle. How many miles are on it?
120, approximately.
Your motor mounts could be just plain tired, and they should be replaced. They're pieces of rubber stuck between two pieces of metal, bolted on between your engine and your frame. They need maintenance.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, right, no problem.
Thanks, Brian. We've got a couple more calls, texts that I want to make sure I can get to. Question about Volvo. I like the new XC40 and know that Volvo is offering a new subscription service. Have you heard of this, and do you think it's worthwhile? Seems like this new model is in demand and hard to get.
The car is extremely hard to get. Howard Orloff would have the best supply of those. And as far as the other question, I'm really not sure about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I had another one. I don't know why someone's texting about Honey Boo Boo. Apparently, there was a children's version of the Dancing with the Stars. And
Honey,
someone's
Boo-Boo.
Not pleased. Honey Boo Boo.
I fixed her car last week.
Can you recommend a good? Can you recommend a good used four seater with a hard top? I was leaning towards a C70.
Well, that's a Volvo. Yeah, I mean, I recommend them all. I mean, they're good cars.
All right. There you go.
Just got to find what fits your pocket.
There you go. And then finally, from the 847, I have a 2009 Toyota Camry Hybrid. Am I able to install a remote starter?
Yes.
That's from Reverend Charmaine in Wakanda.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Rev, no problem.
So
rev it up.
Well, before we go to the, I know we have to go to the break, but is it, I mean, because a lot of people want to know about these remote starters. Is it legal in Chicago?
Yes.
Okay. And two, is it a good idea?
I don't have one.
You don't have, there you go. All right, more after this on 720 WGN. I think that means no, Andrea.
I know. I had one a long time ago, and I went back and forth on it.
All right. Yeah.
It's a yes
why.
And a... It's,
yeah.
I don't go for it.
It's cool, I think, for
it's
the first
so
couple
cool.
of weeks
yeah,
slash
but
months, but then I don't think
what
I
happens
ever.
When you start your car and you forget about it?
Right.
Bye-bye gas.
Yeah.
And battery. And
there's a
things.
Lot of things. It's all just right. someone sees your car and...
Bye-bye they car. Might, wow,
well,
that's
yeah,
a lot of
they,
things there.
They, just, they might not be able to steal it because there's no key to break the steering wheel lock.
Right. Oh, boy.
But they might break in the car just because they want to play.
Well, yeah. don't.
Or warm up.
Don't play.